Well, good morning there, Michael. How you all doing today?
Well, you know how it is. You know, we're doing pretty good. It's good to see you. Welcome back in. We haven't seen you for about a week or so. So, what's been happening in your world, really?
Well, you know, my husband Earl, he's a long haul trucker, and he's decided now that our little ones are now getting older, and they're moving out onto their own. They're kind of stretching out into the trailer park, into their own trailers. So Earl has decided, that he likes a little company for them long hauls. So every once in a while, I take a ride down to Arkansas when he's hauling pigs.
Okay.
Because, that's something that we like to share together.
Yeah.
We like to share that time together. And, you might think it's a little stinky up on that cab hauling them hogs. But after a while, you kind of get used to the smell. And I've actually come up with some special potpourri to put in the cab of the truck. So it ain't all that stinky after all.
Oh, very, very nice.
Yeah.
So that's good. How are the kids?
So, kids are doing well. Raylene Jr. and Earlene, Shirlene, Starlene, Arlene, and Bob. They're all doing well. So, poor Bob. I think Bob just gets a really tough rap in life. But, actually the whole reason why Bob's here is because, Earl didn't put a wrapper on it, if you know what I mean. Because, quite frankly, I was done bearing children.
until
Bob showed up. And, when you get in drinking all up on that rebel yell, sometimes sometimes you can't stop.
So let's talk relationships.
Sure, let's do that.
All right. So let's say that you used to really care for somebody, and they go by the wayside. They decide that they want to, let's say all of a sudden just get out of Dodge and, and the next thing you know, they're trashing you all over the internet. What do you say to that person? The relationship is over, but really, what do you do? Do you hold back? Do you let it rip? What do you do?
Well, that's always a really tough one, and you know how I feel about forgiveness and redemption, and I think most people are worthy of forgiveness and redemption, but some people just ain't. So, sometimes you just got to let it rip, and you just got to speak your mind and get it off your chest, because, especially if that person was somebody, maybe it was somebody who ran around you, and maybe that person been on more beds than an army blanket, maybe they need to be called out on the carpet, but you got to also fag your mic. Sometimes people come from a place of pain, and maybe that person just has sores that haven't healed yet from the relationship. And maybe that's why they're acting out in pain.
And they just keep coming back. The pain just keeps coming back.
And sometimes the sores will just keep opening up over and over and over again. So you gotta just wonder if that person's just in pain. So my best recommendation for everybody, I got a couple of recommendations actually, right. But my biggest recommendation when you're in a situation like that, everybody's grandma probably told them, that the best way to get over somebody is to get up under somebody else. And I do think that that's true, because once you start banging somebody like a screen door in a hurricane, then you're going to start feeling better about yourself, and that person's antics and their behavior is just going to seem very small to y'all. So I think I would focus on new love. I would focus on new love. Maybe pack yourself a nice picnic lunch. There's so many places to go for a picnic now. I hear there's that beautiful Patchogue State Forest now with almost 100% less gun ranges. You could maybe call me up and see about, some of my picnic assortments of Tupperware products that you could take out into the state forest. Maybe make yourself a pretty little picnic lunch and enjoy it with somebody you love, and they're going to love it. Hell, they're going to be happier than a possum gnawing on a sweet potato, and everything will be all good. And you just let that person, that evil person with that poison in their soul, you just keep letting them deal with their sores and their hate and their hurt and their anger in there, because everybody knows it's a big pile of poop.
So what you're basically saying is that once you go ahead and deal with it, just get some Tupperware.
Well, yeah. I mean, get some Tupperware and share it with somebody you love. And I mean, no, Tupperware isn't just for food. I got to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
You know, when Earl and I are out doing the long hauls, you know, bringing those pigs down to Arkansas, you know, we got some of our intimacy products that we can even store in Tupperware. I bet you didn't even know that.
No. How does that happen?
Well, you know, you got to the cabs in those big 18-wheelers, you know, they're maybe a little bit more spacious than our trailer, but not by a heck of a lot. So you got storage is key. Storage is key. So, you know, you got to know where to locate, you know, and we don't bring a lot of stuff with us, but, you know, but the fuzzy handcuffs and you know, Earl's, you know, leopard skin thong and stuff like that. We like to keep all of that stuff together in the cab.
Yeah.
So, you know, because, you know, sure, we're in our 60s, but we like to keep a little spice in the marriage.
Yeah.
So, a little spice in the marriage, a little work in the undercarriage, if you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
Any more comments from you today, Raylene? You got anything else going on?
Well, you know, I wish people would start calling in and maybe asking us some questions, and maybe I could give them some love predictions and also some tasty pointers on safe food storage. And certainly, I hope y'all come out and see me over at the Jewett City Flea Market. I'm going to be setting up a booth, and you can pick up some of my products there. And maybe you can just come by and say, Hey, y'all, Raylene, and maybe I can work with you on your relationship stuff. So in the meantime, have love in your heart and keep the mean-spirited bitches at bay.